Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignments from the weekend. Before a fair amount of introspection revealed something different, we believe that we are a single unified entity. I'm me. I am me. I think my thoughts and feel my feelings. Upon closer examination, we begin to notice that there is more than one I making up me. Review the conversation you jotted down about this issue and begin to identify the various I's having the conversation. One way to do this is to group similar statements. Find a word or phrase that describes each I. It's likely to be a quality or characteristic. Record and listen to what you see. Example, the voices. Nothing I do seems to please him. Can't he see how hard I try? Is it me or is it him? Just try harder. You can make this work. Doesn't he know that criticism isn't inspiring? I think it's time for me to move on. I'm out of here. The eyes. Victim. Nothing I do seems to please him. Can't he see how hard I try? Figure it out. Is it me or is it him? Hopeful. Just try harder. You can make this work. Sarcastic. Doesn't he know that criticism isn't inspiring? Fed up. I think it's time for me to move on. I'm out of here. Then on Saturday, our definition of subpersonality, aspect of ego, is a collection of beliefs and assumptions and projections with a unique worldview and distinct language. Take each of the descriptors from the previous assignment and begin to flesh out each I such that you recognize each as a distinct personality. Write down the language each uses, what they project onto others, the world, and you. And from that, get a sense of each personality's worldview, RL what you see. As you work with this, make sure you stay on topic, confining the exploration to the specifics of what you're looking at this month. Example, FedUp's worldview is that I'm in charge of what happens to me. There's a right way to do things, and when it's not that way, I don't need to subject myself to it. I need to take control. And then on Sunday, draw portraits of the aspects of ego you've seen. Jot down what each says, RL.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Active weekend.
Getting to know you, as the old song says.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry. Hello, Ashwini. Hello, Sangha.
Hello, Brian.
This has been pretty amazing. I think work, the word work, is pretty contingent for me on when conditioning wants me to be an adult, that grown up person who needs to work as the definition of work is usually known. And then the more childlike personality is like everything is just fun. Things are working or not. And then really in a genuine position and in being centered, nothing is work. The word doesn't actually exist as anything useful. It's just whatever I'm doing, I'm either there for it, with it, which is enjoying it, or I'm not. But nothing, work is kind of a fantasy in many ways.
That really serves ego.
Yeah, it's all, exactly.
When people look at how much suffering is around basically a word and all of the meanings that word conjures, then we see, just as you're saying, how much it serves an illusion of being separate from life that is devoted to getting our attention by causing us to suffer.
Yeah, and it's a very big word for ego. It's a very key word. Very serious to be an adult working. Couldn't possibly be fun. So
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's been huge, and I think a real telling point is that I can be having fun or really enjoying myself, and ego can turn that into work in a heartbeat.
Yes,
Yes, and so much of, as we've talked about on the on this with this segment, so much of taking care of oneself gets labeled work, right? So chores are work, and chores are the things that we do to take care of our environment.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So anything that's drudgery, that's hard, that's I don't want to, I'd rather be doing something else, it's not fun. And as you say, it is simply following that word into an identification with ego. And ego is never fun.
Never. And you can feel the resistance in the body that comes with the word work. I mean, if you apply it to something that's fun, the resistance will still come up. And ego, conditioned ego just loves that. It's like, oh, you can do this, and you have to do it as an adult, but you must resist while you're
trying. That's right, and you must be miserable, miserable as possible.
That's right. It won't be worth it.
My favorite part is, after you do it, you show up, you're the right person, you're the adult, you do the thing. Do you get to feel good? Do you get to be happy? No, because look at how you were. Look at how you were. You resisted the entire time. You complained the entire time. And the right person has fun working.
Well,
very different.
Exactly.
From not identifying with ego. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's both sides of the issue, and it's the same word. It means it means the same thing. It's just that the frame of reference and context is different, and it's just very telling. I mean, I'm really glad we're really looking at this, because that's it's a very powerful word, and I think I'd just like to throw it out because it's not very useful.
Yes, it's not a word that we need.
No,
there are lots of words that we actually don't need, and that we can just toss out of our. Out of our vocabulary. Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. I'm going to join you in that, Brian. I'm going to toss that one out.
Yeah, it's on my list of things to just let go, you know.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, go happy. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thanks, Brian. I think the thing that most resonated for me is the process that we get to see in that. As in other words, there's a way in which the label points to a specific set of meanings.
Yes.
And so if the mind goes to that word and the meaning, then we are so removed from our experience as the truth. And then just reference the conditioned everything, that all that goes with that word as our experience.
Yeah, all the meanings and all the emotions attached to the meaning. Yeah.
Yes.
So and I'm going to start a list of words to throw out. Unnecessary words.
Yes, like enough.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I thought about hard any way or difficult, you know, hard in that context. I mean, if the bed is hard, then that's one thing, although I guess we could call it a slab or something evocative.
Mm-hmm.
Problem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just toss it out. Unnecessary. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and the other point that Brian was making was play is what is associated with a whole bunch of fun. But the interesting part is that conditioning doesn't associate play with anything. It's just something I'm supposed to have, right? That
right. Well,
that
go ahead.
It's removed the process of play from everything.
Right. Right. Well, you should play.
Yeah.
You should enjoy yourself. To me, that's ego's game, right? You should participate. You should play. You should enjoy yourself. You should be happy. You should be. And then ego's role is to make sure that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Simply by directing the attention to a word called work that is dissatisfaction, associated to dissatisfaction. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Work, responsibility, obligation, yeah. duty.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The right thing to do. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, this is Laura from Berkeley.
Hello, Laura. What are you seeing?
Hello. Well, I am seeing that I was told not to call in today because I did not do any of the assignments over the weekend.
Uh-huh. So you called in.
Yes, I did. And what I have been looking at with this focus is not enough, which I feel like has come up a lot in the year-long retreat, and just the realization that I've had that I'm told every day that what I've done is not enough. And, yeah, so just looking at that.
Okay, so, Laura, I've known you for a while. And so I think I can safely say that work is a big deal in your life. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a big deal. So it was not a surprise to me when I heard you say that you had not done any of the assignments over the weekend. Because those two go together, right? How can we stay, yeah. how can we stay victimized by ego in a certain area of our lives if we don't do what it tells us?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not possible.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the other thing that goes together is that last week I had a couple of days where, because I'd seen that, so I started working with it, and it was just like, getting to work and just being like, I'm just not doing that today. I'm just not, that's just not a thing for me today. Not enough. I need,
we're not having that
and
conversation.
Like, and obviously I've like been practicing with this for years, you know, along those themes, but just this experience of like, all right, nope. And just the amazing amount of energy that was there, you know, when,
yes.
when it's just like, nope. You know, like, yeah. So I think that also
and
goes
so let
along
me,
with
let me,
and not
yeah. Let me ask you another question. Did you get tortured over the weekend by not doing enough, by all of the work that you should be doing, taking care of your house and getting ready for the week and cleaning up from not enough last week?
No, that kind of carried over that same process. Because I woke up on Saturday, and it was like, well, there was sort of a like, oh, I kind of want to do this one thing, but it was like, oh, but you should get some stuff done instead. And there was this sense of like, how many times have I followed that voice, and has it ever mm-hmm. given me what it promised, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you said we're not having that conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do what I feel like doing.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, everything gets done.
Yes, yes, exactly so. Exactly so. All right.
Yeah.
Well, when that clarity fades, I don't want to set anybody up, but it might fade, then you might go back and review all of the players who get you to that place of being willing to entertain the assessment of not enough at the end of the day, because there is a group, and so mm-hmm. at some point I think it would be important to break that down into the various conversations, because as you know that's how it gets us, right? It's this one comes at you and you see that, and then that one comes at you and you see that, but by the time the third or fourth one hits you, it's like, and finally something catches us and we just fall into the pit of not enough, right? And so.
And then it's like, well, gosh, you had so much clarity last week. What's wrong with you? Why are you?
That's right. That's exactly it. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you keep that commitment, okay? We're just not having that conversation. That's a negative conversation. We're just not having that. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Go happy.
Thanks, Laura. It just comes down to how absolutely cruel the voices are and how important it is to recognize our the patterns of torture. And as you said, just refuse to go down that that direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just to lose interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As Laura said, how many times have I fallen for that? Did it ever deliver what I thought it was going to lead to? Never,
mm-hmm.
never. So we just get to that. Not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it's an interesting nuance. Not following the voices or the expectation of the feeling that would result in doing what they say or not doing what they say, but also being able to tease apart that not attending to the voice does not result in me not doing what I choose.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? I just lost the caller. Hang on. Let me bring someone else online. Here we go. Next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Jen in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jan. What are you seeing?
Hello. Oh, lots. This is a, rich area of suffering for the voices. Woo!
Big meals. Oh, big meals.
Big meals. Yeah, yeah. So it feels like there's a lot around so work in terms of or if we're letting go of that word, whatever we're saying, right? But the suffering is around I loved what was in the write-up that was more, because I love, sweeping porches, that activity of being alive. But, of course, to the sort of career, work doesn't ever get into that camp of something that could just be enjoyed or often doesn't. But there's so much around, my value is so, my value, inherent value as a human being or something is attached to it, that I'm always doing the wrong thing. It's not respected. It doesn't really make a difference. I don't do it well enough. I don't earn enough money. It's not really, valuable at all. Blah, you know, and then it's just from there. I'm like, I'm always in or so often in some flavor of that, I think, is a lot of what goes on with it.
Mm-hmm. The world of conditions. Right.
Yeah,
so your worth is conditional. And once we are open to that possibility, those voices just have, as you've indicated, 1,000 ways to prove it. To prove that, here's another situation. You didn't do that. Now, as Laura was saying, you can label all that you can put all of that under the label not enough, right? Because that's what it comes down to. You, Jen, inherently are not enough. That's what it's saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why, of course, for us to work very, very hard, work in that playful, lighthearted, enjoyable sort of way.
right.
Very hard to with great energy, enthusiasm and excitement to realize that inherently you are the wisdom, love, and compassion that animates all. You, inherently, you are the unconditional.
Yeah.
Which we can see is the argument once and for all.
Right,
right.
Kiboshes that whole not enough thing, right?
If we, yeah, 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 Because it can get you into the world of duality, well, yeah, but you didn't that. Okay, but you don't that. Okay, so if it can get us into comparing, mm-hmm. into this against that, and that standard, and those two standards, and this one is the right one, and that, the world of duality, if it can pull us over there, it's got us. But if we move back to center, where what we're realizing is what our authentic nature is the unconditional. There's really nothing to talk about.
Our authentic nature is the unconditional. Yeah. Ooh.
Yep. Oh, that's so, and then from there, there's an excitement about following what the unconditional is offering us, which happens to be everything, but we get it one piece at a time, right? One moment at a time.
Well, yeah, because that's a, if I can just check this out, like it feels like there is this place of, like, not in the conditional way that it always gets all twisted up, but it does feel like I just see this possibility, and probably have experienced it in this human too, right? But like, that there does seem to be, like, I don't know, people who are doing work that it just seems like whatever it is, but just it seems like, wow, that's such a great fit for kind of a beautiful way for that person's gift to be expressed, or, you know, whatever. Like, but I suspect that happens through that person not being in a not enough conversation and just trusting, like, what came from life that led them, you know, to whatever.
That's exactly,
like, beautiful expression. Right? Okay.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Because there's the focus, and you just said it, Jen. The focus is on being, not on doing.
The focus is on being
that unconditional and letting that express, not doing anything. Because doing is the world of the ego.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to be listening back to this one. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. All right, well, be happy.
be happy. Okay, got it.
All right. Thanks,
thank
Jen.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks, Jen. It's so hard to get to internalize that, right, Sherry, that we don't have to earn our part in existence, that our existence is itself, you know, just, I'll stop there, that we exist is sufficient.
is
everything. And from there, it seems that there's a way to look for the unique expression of being that we are, that is the sort of role or function or whatever that is, the cell in the body of the Buddha that we are, and honor that and celebrate that and be that as much and as fully as we can possibly be. And that's such a different orientation than starting with you're not enough and attempting to get somewhere based on some idea of what that might be, and that the first place you have to start is earn your right to exist.
And as was stated earlier, it's just never going to work. And in my experience, and maybe at some point people will want to talk about this, but in my experience, it's almost always that what we're offered is almost always what we don't want to do. That the path to everything our heart desires, the first thing we encounter is ego saying, I don't want to do that. Nope, I don't want to do that. And of course, for a long time, and almost everybody falls for, well, then that can't be it. Because I need to find something that my heart is going to lurch forward and say, yes, that's it, and I'm just going to fall into bliss. Right? Joseph Campbell, follow your bliss. Yeah, you've got to follow your bliss. But that is, to me anyway, so much more a part of being the unconditional than doing anything. Because as soon as as that being moves into expression, ego starts screaming no.
Yeah, yeah. I think Joseph Campbell might have forgotten a few steps before the bliss.
Yes, well, you know, it's hard. It's hard for those folks who got past that barrier to remember the rest of us who might just still be behind that barrier.
Yeah, and I think there's a quote from him that says something around how you have to let go the life you want for the life that is that life has planned for you, or something like that. You know,
which turns out to be what you want, right?
That's right.
But it's
and just
the
I identification,
not the ego. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next. I think we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Ladima.
Hello, Ladima.
Hi, Sherry, and hi, Ashwini. Well, one of the previous callers, I wasn't even going to put myself in the queue, but I did because... Once again, I am being prevented from doing the assignment, not just over the weekend, but before that as well. And a lot of it is because I'm busy. And so that's, and I'm, you know, in the middle of a renovation. And so there's a lot of stuff going on with that. A lot of extra things going on. So I've got that excuse that keeps coming in is like, you don't have time to do the assignment.
There it is, right, Ladima? You don't have time. You don't have time because you need to be focused on what I'm telling you to focus on, says ego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have time to be focused on you. You need to be focused on me, Ladima. I'm the ego. And I need to be in charge of your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so much to look at with
mm-hmm.
work. I mean, I don't even have to go beyond all the stuff that happens in my job, just my job, let alone all the other, how fun things get labeled, obligation, you know, how you know, you were talking with one of the other callers, how ego doesn't remind us about the fun process. It doesn't, it only tells us you should have more fun. So, yeah, so there's just so many layers to this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, okay, so can we just cut to the chase here, Ladima?
Sure.
Here's the focus, okay? You showed up and you put yourself in the queue. That's the deal. Don't let it beat you up over anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think some of it's, what's happening is just good old-fashioned. I've got a lot of sadness underneath, and I don't want to
mm-hmm.
feel sad. So I, you know, keep busy. And then that's just
mm-hmm.
the perfect thing for ego to use.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's the whole deal, isn't it? Just leave her behind. However she feels, take away the joy. Yeah, absolutely. Take away the fun, no question. But also take away the sadness that she feels, the grieving that she feels. Take that away too, and just leave her this doing machine. Just generating that energy for ego.
Yeah. Well, there's part of me that's enjoying the kind of, I don't know what it is. Nobody's complaining, I guess. It's like about being busy. And
yes, and you can
sometimes
see why.
When, you know, before my mom passed away, there was somebody complaining all the time about being too busy.
That's right. That's right.
And now that,
was the,
now nobody's
that
complaining
was the
about being busy.
That's right. That's
They're,
right.
I'm just
it's not. Yes,
It's just not trying to keep me as busy as possible.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, if you're my slave, I don't care what – I don't care as much about what you're doing is that I'm requiring you to be doing. Right? I'm telling you what to
right.
do.
Right. Right.
I just want to – you know, so you listen to me. You listen to me. I'm telling you what to do. Get busy. Get busy. Get busy.
And such a familiar voice that I just do what it says.
That's right. We do. That's right. And you're seeing
it. And I think it's looking out for me. And I think, you know, there don't seem to be immediate consequences. So, and I'm not, you know, I'm not feeling, there's no, and I'm not feeling sad. So, hey, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And meanwhile, somebody is not grieving the loss of her mother.
Yeah.
Mhm. So here's my encouragement, okay? Because you're a smart and brave human being. We all have 15 minutes out of our day. 15 discretionary minutes, okay? Start with that, and spend that with her. Do a two-handed recording. 15 minutes.
Yep.
15 minutes, yeah?
Okay.
And, in fact, maybe start your day that way before it all closes in. Get up a little bit early before the work day is meant to start and before all the worker people want all the stuff that they want and whatever else is going on, right?
Yeah.
And spend that 15 minutes with her.
Okay. I can do that.
All right. Yeah, I know. I know you can. I trust you.
Thanks, Sherry.
Right. And let us know, okay?
Okay.
And don't forget to thank her for showing up in this way.
Okay. Good
that's
point.
Big. That's important. Yeah. All right. Take care.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dina. And that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry. Our assignment for today, go back and review the conversation in your head that you've jotted down about this issue to see if there are any voices you've not captured. Example, voice missing. What if he has a point? Maybe I'm missing something. RL, what you see.
That's such a, I'll say this quickly, okay? That's such an important point because almost always the missing voice is the linchpin in the whole thing, right?
Mm, yeah.
So I just don't want people to miss this assignment because that's a big one. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry.
Go happy.
Go happy.